Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Baseball.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Baseball. The Tigers in the middle of two straight weekends on the road, coming back from Starkville. A home game on Tuesday. Remember, this is a 3 o'clock game with Auburn and Florida A&M, then back on the road at the defending national champ LSU for the coming weekend. Joined now by Tigers head coach Butch Thompson. Tough weekend of baseball in Starkville. The doubleheader, well, Saturday game completely rained out. Doubleheader on Sunday. Two good starts in the Sunday games, and boy, just had trouble putting the offense together this past weekend.
Yeah, we've worked so hard, you know, with our pitching to try to get it lined back up or try to take a step forward, and we got two really good starts. Bauman was consistent again. You know, Sunday, with the games moving to Sunday, it was 2 7-inning ball games, so you get Bauman and Armstrong combined to give up three runs there, and then in the second game we wind up losing a heartbreaker in extra innings, but a great six innings by Carson Myers, probably his best outing in an Auburn uniform. And, you know, I thought we were going to sneak out a win yesterday with two hits, but really felt like we had a chance to win both games of the doubleheader and wind up getting nothing for it. And it's been too long of a continuous trend for us. You know, and my responsibility, extreme ownership on my behalf, but just hadn't conveyed enough to help our coaches and our players in moments, actually, whether it's at the plate. There were definitely moments throughout the first game and the second game as well. But in those moments, the first game, I thought offensively just needed to get one or two more big hits. It's kind of been a broken record of saying it over and over. And then yesterday, a 3-1 lead going into the bottom of the last and not being able to finish it. Just we've not been able to capture moments. And you know, so somewhere the messaging that's worked in the past is not working in the present moment, and we'll stay after it. But a pretty good level of solid baseball. We had some amazing plays made in the field. Caleb Friedman gets his first home run in an Auburn uniform, has persevered, and really good job out of two or three guys that really helped us pitch a very competitive doubleheader on the road.
Start with Carson Myers, and he had been out of the bullpen for you primarily in SEC play and had been very good for you out of the bullpen. And then, boy, he turned in perhaps the best start by any Auburn pitcher in the SEC with his six innings of work on Sunday.
Yeah, it was sharp. It was in the zone. It was down, got beneath him. We got a lot of desired ground balls. And just, you know, from being in the first base dugout from the side, just like he avoided the middle of the plate and changed speeds. When he got behind, he was able to still make a pitch, but he worked with such a tempo and that you could just sense and feel confidence, and felt like he got ahead and stayed ahead for most of the afternoon.
Parker Carlson twice for you out of the bullpen this weekend. Three appearances, as a matter of fact, on the week. Two and two-thirds innings, gave up one hit and no runs for you, for Parker.
Yeah, we did an amazing job. Actually come in yesterday, the second time of the weekend, and you got a runner in scoring position with no outs to at least carry us another inning, and just did an amazing job for us. His stuff is set right now currently, breaking ball, putting his fastball where he needs to, and just seems to be settled. He's been working hard for a long time, and I think we were talking positively about Parker the last few weeks, and he put together another strong, if not his strongest week, this past one.
You mentioned some of the young players for the Tigers this past weekend. Cade Ballou continues to be in the lineup, whether it's in right or center or in left. He's played all three positions for you this season. Why don't you talk about Cale Strickland behind the plate and the work that he has done for you offensively and defensively for you?
Yeah. I know he had three hits in one of the games this weekend, just absolutely did a great job. Carter Wright did a nice job yesterday, threw out a runner, had a big at-bat, put us ahead in the game yesterday. But Cale has so much energy and experience. He doesn't look like a freshman back there. He had one throwing mistake on a no-play, no-throw play this past weekend. Other than that, he's absolutely received the ball, blocked the ball, served our pitchers well, and has played with a ton of energy. And And I guess the most positive mark of these guys is Strickland, Guevara, these guys that are being thrust into the middle of our world right now. This will pay huge dividends for their career and their future to get to play a lot now, but I think they're holding up very competitively.
How does Cale Strickland end up in the orange and blue?
Well, you know, he's going with his dad to Georgia, and then when that back in the recruiting, I think Scott just remembered that that we were fond of Cale, but didn't take long in the recruiting process to know that he was the intentions were to go to play for dad. And when that scenario changed, and I thought there was another opportunity, and I think there were a couple other SEC schools that were in the fray when he opened up his recruitment again, came down and visited with us, had a great visit, rekindled that relationship from a brief recruiting interaction, and then it just seemed like he found a comfort here, and I appreciate the trust by mom and dad to believe enough in our program, just like all, to send their sons to play for us and be in this program and feel no different than about Cale, and he's done a great job so far.
You mentioned a couple defensive plays. Boy, a couple just eye-popping plays. Javon Hernandez up the middle for you. Eric Guevara at third with a Brooks Robinson in foul territory and throwing in a great play coming across the line by Cooper McMurray. I mean, these are a couple eye-popping defensive plays that saved runs for the Tigers over the weekend.
Kept it a game, kept us in a game, kept it close, kept everything to 1 and 2 runs. I thought both sides, you know, the wind shifted yesterday with all the weather that come through Saturday, so it was a wind blowing in, so there wasn't going to be a lot except maybe right down that right field line that was going to be able to get out of the park. Example was Caleb Freeman's ball. And so it put a premium on pitching and defense yesterday because college baseball has been so, you know, runs and balls flying. But the weather created a different atmosphere, kind of an old school type SEC day with the way the wind and everything was blowing, and your pitching and defense was at a premium yesterday.
All right. So ahead now for the Tigers. Florida A&M, again, it's a 3 o'clock start for the Tigers and the Rattlers on Tuesday. That's done for travel purposes with regard to Florida A&M. You know you get a very tough midweek game when Florida A&M rolls into town. They come off of winning 2 out of 3 this past weekend against Alabama A&M.
Yeah, they're 15-3 in their conference, and we were looking at some competitiveness with them with Florida in a midweek in preparation here. So, Jamie Shoup's done an amazing job, former pitching coach at Florida State for more than 2 decades, I believe, and has done a great job as a head coach of that program. We've had them up a time or two or every other year, it seems like, since I've been at Auburn. So it's a challenge for us to play them. And really that continued soul searching and hunting for moments and building this club and getting into a different gear is something we're after. So it's good to get out there right after school tomorrow. Everybody come straight from school and be with us. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, a beautiful week ahead in Auburn. And but tomorrow's a big day for us to get back out on the field.
All right. After the midweek game, then you're back on the road. And so after you play 5 top 10 teams to start your SEC schedule, now you're on the tour of former national champs, Mississippi State, LSU, the defending national champs, and then Ole Miss, by the way, coming in, that won it 2 years ago. So now it's the national championship tour for the Tigers at this point.
Yeah, I think it's important, you know, like with the challenges that we had, we knew that schedule was so tough and it kind of hit us head on and we took on a little more water than we probably wanted to. But at some point in time, going through stages of life where you're rolling and then stages of life where you're in a valley and things are hard, you got to let the past go. You got to get back in the present moment. And I really thought, you know, some things could start happening for us a couple of weeks ago, and they just have not. But at some point, if the messaging is right, you continue with the message. And we got to let the past go because every week's a challenge in this league, and it will be the rest of this way, the rest of the years to come. But you know, all the things of the past, you absolutely let them go, get in the present moment, and move forward. You keep thinking each one of these weeks you're going to grab some momentum, a game one win against Tennessee. Last week, a win against Georgia Tech. And you want to take all those pieces of momentum. And I thought we did play a very competitive series this weekend, but you get nothing to show for it until you can leave the past in the past and be able to get in the present moment and get a fresh reset or a restart.
LSU ball club that goes on the road and wins a series at Missouri, a huge win for the Fighting Tigers. You know, they'll be ready for Auburn rolling into Baton Rouge Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
They sure will. We played in great crowds this week, this weekend in Starkville. I think that was our Super Bulldog weekend, so it was great crowds, even only playing Friday and Sunday. It's such an experience. Get to go to LSU, traditional, one of our biggest brands in college baseball, for sure. And they've had challenges a lot like us, but they got a weekend series win, which was huge. So, you know, we have 4 weekends left and need to win all the games that we possibly can. So we've been talking about making a move or get it started, and we've pushed it all the way toward the end. So we're at a stage now where you have to win every series, and if not even more, if you can catch fire. So we definitely have had every intention the entire year of going in and winning series, but and we're at a critical stage now with our season to where you have to find a way to go in and win a series in Baton Rouge.
Reminder again, the Tuesday game with Florida A&M is a 3:00 start at Plainsman Park, then Friday 6:30 in Baton Rouge, Saturday at 6:00, and Sunday afternoon at 1:00 at Alec Box Stadium. See you at the ballpark. Thanks for the visit. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Butch Thompson on This Week in Auburn Baseball.